This evening, authorities in Boston say they have, quote, mounting evidence that those two brothers could be linked to another horror, a triple murder on the anniversary of September 11th. ABC's Gio Benitez on the Boston case again tonight.
The chilling details come from a new look at a cold case. It was 2011, on the 10th anniversary of the September 11th attacks, and three strong men had turned up dead in the Boston area.
Investigators telling us this crime was not random. At this hour, they're looking for two assailants.
Two assailants police never found. The bodies of Brendan Mess, Eric Weissman, and Raphael Tekken had been mutilated, nearly decapitated. Marijuana covered the bodies, and $5,000 in cash found nearby. Now investigators say forensic evidence may point to the alleged Boston bombers. Cell phone records show the Tsarnaev brothers were in the area the day of the murders.
The first thing that one of my law enforcement sources said was, this looks like something out of an Al-Qaeda training video. This is so graphic.
Investigative reporter Michelle McPhee covered the murders for ABC affiliate WCVB.
What was truly surprising was that it was a balmy September night. It's still warm out. Everybody on the street had their windows open. And every single neighbor said that there was no disturbance in the night whatsoever.
Sources say Tamerlan Tsarnaev and one of the victims, Brendan Mess, not only knew each other, but were once roommates, even training buddies in boxing and mixed martial arts. Friends and family tell us they were constantly together, like best friends.
But after these homicides, suddenly the two Tsarnaev brothers vanished. They didn't show up for the wake or the memorial service for Brendan Mess, who was his best friend.
So many questions, and that's why investigators tell us tonight they need definitive DNA testing to even consider charging the surviving Tsarnaev brother with murder, David.
Wow, if true, this could really be something. Gio Benitez tonight, thank you. Sure.